T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Here's your latest announced candidate for New York City mayor.
Politics as usual just won't cut it in City Hall.
We have big problems, but if you're ready, together we can get New York City working again. This time, we'll make sure it's a city that works for everyone.
That's Ray McGuire in a video posted on YouTube. He stepped down last month from his position as vice chairman of Citigroup. McGuire was the highest-ranking black executive in the financial industry. He's 63 years old. Other announced candidates include city controller Scott Stringer, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, former housing secretary Sean Donovan, former sanitation commissioner Catherine Garcia, and former council to Mayor de Blasio Maya Wiley. Forbes reports that former presidential candidate Andrew Yang is considering getting into the race. The American Ballet Theater has canceled its upcoming season at Lincoln Center due to the pandemic. It was scheduled to begin in June. Artistic director Kevin McKenzie says he's confident the company will be able to use what it's learned during this difficult time to find creative ways to share dance. Last week, as part of a virtual gala, the ABT presented new video dances that were created in cloistered ballet bubbles. More new works are planned for next year. A decision has not yet been made about ABT's shorter fall season. Firefighters are on Banker Street in Englewood battling a four-alarm fire in a commercial building. It was apparently touched off by an explosion. Our Glenn Shuck is there and has a live report.
And Larry, several reports from eyewitnesses that I just spoke to, in fact, who work at the Chevrolet dealer here on Grand Street, which is maybe 200 yards from this two-story commercial structure on Banker, off of Grand, reported hearing that explosion, and then they described it as a mushroom cloud of smoke at around 8 o'clock this morning. Just to give you a lay of the land again, it's about a block in from Route 4, maybe only about a mile from the George Washington Bridge. We're not getting any word of any injuries at this point. According to two of the three eyewitnesses I spoke to, they said that there were utility crews working here at the time. Again, that is a speculation that may have led to this. We have not heard from any official information from Englewood, but there is a massive response here from towns all around here, from Englewood and Fort Lee and Tenafly and Creskill. They're on the scene still. Most of the smoke and fire contained. The wind certainly led to the distribution of that smoke. I can see probably a 25-foot area of the building. It looks like the front of this one building completely blown out. So we'll wait for official word. But again, we're not hearing of any serious injuries at this point. But we'll keep you updated from the scene. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live at the fire scene here in Englewood.
Nurses are back on the picket lines today at Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital. It's the second day of a two-day strike. Nurses at Albany Medical Center have begun a 24-hour strike of their own. Contract talks have stalled in both cases. The nurses in New Rochelle are particularly concerned about staffing levels. Mayor de Blasio is holding today's COVID briefing. Yesterday, City Health Commissioner Dave Choksi issued an advisory for people at greater risk of a bad outcome when infected with coronavirus. He advises seniors and people with underlying health conditions to leave the house as little as possible, going out only for work, school, or essential trips like medical care and grocery shopping. People over 65, those with conditions including heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, are urged not to have guests in their homes or travel around or outside of the city. Governor Cuomo says statewide hospitalizations surged past 3,700, an alarming volume not seen since May, and he warned this is just the start of a dreaded uptick that may overwhelm the hospital system. New York reported 66 deaths yesterday. New Jersey, which has also seen its hospitalization soar to mid-May levels, reported its highest daily death toll on Tuesday, 90. That's the highest since May 4th. Nationwide, nearly 2,600 people died yesterday. That was the second highest daily number of the pandemic, just six shy of the worst day last April 15th. A woman NYPD traffic agent has been assaulted on Manhattan's west side. This happened about 8 this morning at 49th and 10th Avenue. Police say a man in his 20s pushed her to the ground and then left the scene in a Cadillac Escalade with Pennsylvania plates. The agent was treated for back and neck injuries. So far, no arrest. A fire truck collided with a livery cab in the Bronx this morning, leaving six people hurt. It happened about 2 a.m. at 161st Street and Tinton Avenue in the Melrose section. Officials say the fire truck from Engine 73 was responding to a call at the time and was struck by the cab. Four firefighters and two people in the cab suffered non-life-threatening injuries.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
The New York holiday season gets into full swing tonight with the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Due to the pandemic, there won't be the typical crowds, but NBC's annual tree lighting ceremony will still air live, beginning at 8 o'clock. There will be performances by Dolly Parton, Kelly Clarkson, Jimmy Fallon, Goo Goo Dolls, Earth, Wind & Fire, Meghan Trainor, and others. Visits to the tree with reservations start tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.